The Ezras Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf was Beitza Daf Tes Zayin, and we are going to have two of the most incredible Daf Yomi coincidences today in the history of Daf Yomi coincidences. You can't make it up. It's so unbelievable. Starting with the almost the very first line of the daf is absolutely amazing. We're not even learning Maseches Yuma, and it's all about Yom Kippur. Two references in the Gemara to Yom Kippur. Can you imagine all 2,270 daf and shas? And this is the reference to Yom Kippur. Just unbelievable. Anyway, let's see if you can get a little more of me over here with this camera. Okay. So we left off from the Gemara of where did we leave off? We left off V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, right? That's where we left off. I believe we did, yeah. We're four lines from the bottom. Yeah, four lines in the bottom. Bar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Harotza Sheis Kaimun Chasav. If a person wants his possessions to last, he wants to hold on to his possessions. Yita Bahen Ador. You should plant a Ador tree. It's a type of very chashuva tree, so that everyone is going to say, "Oh, this guy has a chashuva tree." So everyone's going to know what's yours. And everyone's going to know it's your possessions. No one's going to be able to steal it because you have this very clear demarcation. And no one can even claim they bought it from you because everybody would know about it. Shenemar Adir Bamarom Hashem. You see from this pasuk that Adar, which sounds like Adir, that's something that's considered to be strong, and it's a language of Chizuk. Inami, another explanation. Adra Kishme, no. Kedamri Inche, my Adra de Kaima Lidare Dare, that it's called Adar, not because of the Pasuk, but because it's a big hush of a tree, it's going to last for many generations. Tadinami Hochi, Sadashiish Ba'adar, Einan Ixelas. If you have a field that has this Adar tree in it, it won't get stolen. Ve'ena Nechmeses. And you can't like even force somebody to sell it, because everybody's going to know about it. And, Bezdin will award it back to the original owner. Uperosea mishtamrin. And the fruit are going to be watched because this Adar tree has this massive branches that protect any of the fruit that are around it. And here we come to the absolutely unbelievable Dafyomi coincidence, as today was Yom HaKippurim. Tani Rav Tachlifa Achua de Rabbi Choza. Rav Tachlifa, the brother of Rabbi Choza, while we're talking about how to hold on to your possessions. Kol Mizanosim Shel Adam Ketsuvin Lo Me Rosh Hashanah V'ad Yom HaKippurim. Unbelievable Gemara. All the money that a person is destined to make in the coming year, it is all decided between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And therefore a person has to make sure to just spend a normal amount of money, so that you won't, if you spend too much, you're going to be dipping into what they said that you're going to get on Yom Kippur. Chutz, but there's some things that are not included in the Cheshbon. Chutz me'otzos Shabbosos. Any money that you spend on Shabbos, that's not included. Vahutzas Yamim Tovim, Vahutzas Banav L'Talmud Torah. Yeshiva tuition is not included. So as much money as you pay for yeshiva tuition, don't worry, you're going to make it up. Hashem's going to give it to you. It's not part of the Cheshbon. So food for Shabbos and Yantiv, yeshiva tuition. Shem Piches Pochson Lo. If you spend too little on yeshiva tuition, so then you're just going to make less money. And if you spend more, or on Yantiv, if you don't spend money on Yantiv, you're just going to make less. So it pays to spend a lot of money for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because all of it is not part of the regular Cheshbon. Vim Hosif Mosifin Lo. And if you spend extra money on your Yom Tov food, they're going to have you make extra money. you're going to end up getting more money. Amar Rabbi Yevoh Ramai Kra, Tiku Bachode Shofar, Bakese Liom Chagenu. Ezehu Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo. What Yontif covers over the Rosh Chodesh? Have Omer Ze Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv, and the very next Pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Aleph, this is Pei Aleph Dalid. Pei Aleph Hey says, Ki Chok Lisrael Hu Mishpat Leloke Yaakov. And Chok doesn't just mean Chok, it also means like Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki. As the Gemara was going to say, my Masha Dahe Chok Lisha Demizonehu. How do you mean Chok means your food? Chok means food. Tichsev Achlu As Chukam Asher Nosan Lehem Paro. And they shall eat their chok that Paro gave to them. That's one pasuk. And Marzitra Mehocha Hachifeni Lechem Chuki pasuk in Mishle. Give me the bread of my sustenance. So you see, chok means parnasa. So it says Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar Kesiyam Chagenu Rosh Hashanah Ki Chok LiYisrael Hu. Rosh Hashanah is when we decide how much money you're going to make. I was overhearing Rabbi Storch give the daf today during the break in our minyan, so he pointed out a very nice idea that why is chok, your food, called chok? Why is it called chok? So he says you're supposed to look at your food as if you have no idea, you know, how you get it. You know, it's like a chok, like you don't understand. How do I make my panasa like mamish the Rabbonu Shalom? You should really feel like it's mamish a chok, like it makes no... It makes no sense. Some people make a lot of money. Some people make a little money. It's like it's not me that's making the money. It's the Rabbonu Shlom. It's a chok. That's why chuki, your parnasa, is called chok. I think I overheard Rabbi Storch saying that during the break today. I was already during that time preparing tomorrow's daf because I got to say tomorrow's daf also. The first half of the break, I was preparing today's daf, and then the second half of the break, I was preparing tomorrow's daf. All right, Amra. My says the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Amar lo al Shammai Hazaken. It was said about Shammai Hazaken, Kol yamav hayochel lechod Shabbos. All the days of the week, he was always looking out for the honor of Shabbos. Matzah behemanoah, omer zulu Shabbos. If he found a nice animal on Sunday or Monday, he said, you know what, I'm not going to eat it today, I'm going to save it for Shabbos. Matzah acheres noyim, and then if he found a nicer one on Wednesday, meniaches hashniyah. So he then saves the one on Wednesday for Shabbos, and he eats the first one. But Hil Azakin, he had a different approach. Shammai's way is obviously very nice to respect Shabbos, but Hillel had even a better way. Which is Hillel, what does the Gemara say? Interesting language. Shekol Maisav L'Shem Shamayim. What does that mean? Shekol Maisav L'Shem Shamayim? Shenema Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Meaning, if he would find a good thing on Sunday, he had bitachon that Hashem would find him just as nice something on Thursday, Friday. So he had bitachon. So he didn't save the Sunday animal for Shabbos. He had bitachon. He said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, every day. Every day is a chance. So I overheard Rabbi Storch saying at the daf that Hillel held, I could be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim by eating even on Sunday, even on Monday. Call myself the Shem Shemayim. If I make a bracha, I don't eat like a pig. I could be Mekadesh even my achil on Sunday, and I'll trust that by Shabbos Hashem is going to bring me a nice thing. Tanya Namihochi Beshami Omer Mechad Shabecha LeShabbatcha. From Sunday, you should be thinking about Shabbos. Behil Omrim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Beis Hillel says no. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Every day is holy. You don't have to worry about it. You should have bitachon that Hashem is going to bring you good food for Shabbos later. So Rabbi Storch claims this was even the bigger Daf Yomi coincidence. This is even a bigger because the first one was from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. But look at this one. If you give a gift to your friend, you don't have to tell him about it. Shneimar, Umoshe lo yada kikaran arpanav. When did Moshe Rabbeinu come down from the mountain with his face aglow? When was it? Yom Kippur. Not in the first Luchos. It was in Pashas Kisisa. He came down after the second Luchos. Not the first one. And Mamish happened in Yom Kippur. So Moshe didn't know. Hashem didn't tell him. Mesivei, Lodaski, and Yeshem Mikadishchem. Amalokash Brochel Moshe, Moshe, Matana, Tovi, Yeshli, Beskinazi, Vishabishma. I have a gift in my treasure house, and it's Shabbos. I want to give it to Klal Yisrael, a gift from Hashem's treasure house called Shabbos. Lech vodiosam, tell them about the matana. Mikanam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Hanosim pas latin, tzarch lodiel imo. If you give bread to a tinuk, you got to tell the mommy. If you give bread to a baby, you got to tell the mommy about it. As we'll see in a minute how you do that. But here it says if you give a gift to somebody, you got to tell them about it. Right? Tell the Jewish people, I'm going to give them Shabbos, a gift from the Beis Genazai. Shabbos comes from the treasure house. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, from that other world of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's in the Hashem's treasure house. It's a Matana Tova, it's a gift, Shabbos. So how come by the Karnei Hod, Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu, but by Shabbos, he said you have to tell them about it? Lo Yikasha, Ha B'Matana David Elugluyeh, Ha B'Matana D'Lovid Elugluyeh. The Karnei Hod, all of Klal Yisrael was going to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. By the way, Moshe, you don't realize your face is shining. So they're going to know about it. So he doesn't have to tell Moshe because everyone's going to tell him. But Shabbos, they're not going to know it's such a good gift. Ask the Gemara, Shabbos, Nami Matan David Elugluyeh. What do you mean? They're going to know what a great gift Shabbos is. Says the Gemara, Matan Schar Lo Avidi Elugluyeh. Yes, it's true that Shabbos itself will become revealed to them, but the great schar of Shabbos was not revealed to them. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Klal Yisrael about the great schar on Shabbos. So the Mefarshim say over here, I didn't have my Gemara when I was preparing today. I actually had an art scroll. I didn't have the Masifta, but on Shabbos, you get schar for eating and drinking an oneg. And this is something strange. Can you imagine? We get schar for eating and drinking. That's schar. And that's why we have to tell people about that. Masha ein kein other mitzvos, that it makes sense you should get schar for learning Torah. It made sense you should get schar for putting on tefillin. Hashem said that makes sense. But eating and drinking? I get pleasure from that. But you get schar for that. That says the Marsha, that's why they had to. Says the Marsha, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to talk about the schar. The Maharal explains, other mitzvos, Olam Haba, other mitzvos, Olam Haba, is the reward. But Shabbos itself is Me'ein Olam Haba. And since that is not clearly understood, you have to tell them about that. And the Ben Yoyada writes, we're talking about the Schar Olam Hazeh, that the 6 days of the week get their Shefa from Shabbos. Whoa, because usually mitzvahs don't give reward in this world, but Shabbos, the way you celebrate Shabbos, that's going to depend on how you, the Shefa that you get in this world for the next 6 days. So that's why we have to tell you about the reward. Wow, beautiful. Amar Mar. I was waiting for that. Okay. I was waiting for that. Mordechai. Oh, Geschmack. Purim Kippurim. That's a Daf Yomi coincidence if I ever heard one. That's a Daf Yomi coincidence. Okay, Shkayach. Purim Kippurim. I was waiting for that. Oh, Gevaldik. Okay, Mordechai, Gevaldik. Amar Mar, Mikanam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hanosin Pas Latinak Tzarech Lodiya Le'imo. If you're giving bread to a kid, you got to tell the mommy. My overlay, what do you do so the mommy knows? Shayefle Mishcha, take some of the oil and put it between the kid's eyes. Umalale Kuchla, put some eye shadow in the kid's eye. So when the mom asks him, why do you got eye shadow? Well, you got oil on you. He'll say, oh, this guy gave me bread. But nowadays, you do it to a kid. He's going to come into his mother. His mother's going to think he had witchcraft onto him. So, Maya, what do we do? I'm our papa, Shayefle Me Oso Amin. just take some of the food that you gave him and put it on the animal, on the kid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Nichai, Kol HaMitzvah Shenasal Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Nasal BeFarhesia. All of the mitzvahs that Hashem gave to Klai Yisrael, gave them in public, and the Goyim know about them. Chutz Mishabes Shenasal Lam B'Tzina. Shneimar Bein Uvein B'nei Yisrael Osi Liolam. He gave it in private. Says the Gemara, Yochi Loi Le'onshu Nachum Alei. So then the Goyim should not be punished for the fact that they didn't accept Shabbos, they didn't know about it. Says the Gemara, Shabbos Adu Odinu. No, they knew about Shabbos, but Matan Schara Lo Odinu. But he told the guy knew about Shabbos. They do get punished for not accepting it. But the Schar of Shabbos, that the guy didn't know. But you buy the same, another answer. Matan Schara Nabi Odinu. Even the Schar of Shabbos, they were told. But Neshama Yisera Lo Odinu. The fact that you get a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, that the Goyim don't know. Wow, we have extra koiches for Ruchnius on Shabbos. We have extra koiches to learn Torah on Shabbos. Extra koiches to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in our homes on Shabbos. Neshama Yisera. How do we know this? Shabbos, they take the Neshama Yisera away from you. Shenemar Shavas Vayinofash. Kevan Sheshavas after Shabbos, Vay Avda Nefesh. You say, woe is to me, because you feel like you lose the Neshama Yisera. I once heard somewhere that there's a reason why all the kids go crazy on Saturday night. Saturday night's like the night everybody goes nuts, everybody goes wild. Saturday night. Why do they all go crazy Saturday night? Because the Neshama Yisera left, so they have all this energy that was spent on the Neshama Yisera. It's now gone, so all that energy needs somewhere to go. So that's why people do all kinds of interesting things on Motzei Shabbos. Now, what is the Neshama Yisera? Yeah, there's a Rashi. There's a Peledik of Rashi here. Unbelievable Rashi, by the way. Unbelievable Rashi. Take a look at Rashi, Neshama Yisera. I remember somebody quoting this Rashi. Neshama Yisera, look at this Rashi. Rochav Lev Lemenucha Ulesimcha V'lios pasuach l'rvacha, v'yoychal v'yishte v'ein nafsho katza olav. Whoa. What's the Neshama Yisera? Okay, the first half, I get it. Rochav lev l'menucha u'l'simcha v'lios pasuach l'rvacha, that I get. V'yoychal v'yishte v'ein nafsho katza olav. The Neshama Yisera is that you could eat and drink extra amount, and you normally when you eat and drink a lot, so, you know, you have a hangover. You know, you have to go to the bathroom or you don't feel good after a while. But here you have the Neshama Yisera. Somehow that's going to deal with the extra eating and drinking. Wild. Rabbi Nachmanel also says on Shabbos they give to a person the koach to eat and drink more than usual. Ulis aneg kigibor b'shesias hayayin. You can drink a lot of wine. They take away this power from you. And therefore, people are usually weak on Sunday. So it says in Maseches Tainis, people are weak. Atam Shakadosh Baruch Hu Lodiya Zos Lenachrim. Yeah. So why didn't he tell the Goyim? Because Shalashaychas Behem Schimcha Vachila Shel Kedusha. Wow. The Goyim can't relate to this idea of eating of Kedusha. They can't relate to this. Now, there's a bunch of other explanations. The Shita Mekubetzes explains the Neshama Yisera is extra spiritual influence, and you have more Chachma Lasok B'Torah Ula'ayin B'Maisa Hashem. Yeah, I thought that was the Pashup shot. That's a Shita Mekubetzes over here. It means you have more of Koichas to learn Torah on Shabbos. The Ben Yoyada explains, based on the Ariya Kadosh, the Neshama Yisera is one of the crowns of light that were given to Klai Yisrael Matan Torah, and they got taken away by the Cheder Ego, and they still allowed to have it on Shabbos, even though they sinned. Therefore, Hashem didn't tell the Goyim so that they shouldn't prosecute us for this. Wild. Okay, let's continue. Osa Adam Tavshim Erev Yontif. So, you make an Erev Tavshim, Rabbi Lo Shanu. Ela Tavshil, I will pass low. Erev Tavshil is only a cooked food, not baked bread. Maishna passed low. Why can't Jews bake bread? You need something that goes along with bread. And bread doesn't go with bread. But people don't eat cereal or like oatmeal. You don't eat it with bread. Apparently, the Babylonians used to have daisa with bread, but that's ridiculous. You see, you are allowed to use an Erev Tavshilin with the daisa. So that can't be the reason bread doesn't work. Ella, mide de lo shchich bein, and you need something that's not so frequent like daisa. Upas shchicha, but daisa lo shchicha. Bread is very frequent. Ikada amrei. Some say differently. Amar by lo shano ella tavshil. You got to use a cooked item. I will pass lo. My time. Ilem mide de lo shchich bein, and maybe because you need something that's not frequent. Upas shchicha, v'hadaisa lo shchicha. That's against the first lashon. Daisa is not shchich, and yet you can't use it. Ella mide de malafis binun. Just the opposite of the first way. You need something that comes along with the bread. Upas lo malafsa. Bread doesn't go along with bread. V'daisa nami lo malafsa. Ramzera hani bablo tibshoy dachli nahama benahama. So cereal doesn't go along with bread. We're going to see at the end of the Gemara how we paskin. I think most people have the minig, an egg, a hard-boiled egg, and a piece of matzah. Right? Is that what people do for Erev Tavshilin? So that's one cooked item and one baked item. We're going to see at the very end of today's daf. Or maybe it's tomorrow's daf. In my head, it's all one big blur. Let's see. Tani Rabbi Chia. Adashim shebishulei kedera. The lentils that are on the bottom of the pot. Samech alem shem erev tavshin. You could use them as your erev tavshin. Vahani milu de isbu kizayis. Amar b'yisal b'rei de Rabbi Yehuda. Shamnunis. Sha'al gabe asakin. The fat that's left on the knife. Goro. You could peel it off. V'samech alem shem erev tavshin. Small salted fish, since they could be eaten raw, there's no problem with bishalakum. So if a guy cooks it afterwards, since it could be eaten raw, there's no problem of a guy cooking it. If a non-Jew roasted it, so the Jew is allowed to use it for Erev Tavshilin because you're allowed to eat it. V'yavdinu nachri kasa d'harsna. However, if the non-Jew made out of these fish a dish that had fish fat and flour in it, usser, because you're cooking the flour. Says Gemara Peshitta. Obviously, it's no good. It's bishalakum because flour is not eaten raw. So there is a problem with bishalakum. Ma'u the same you might have thought. No, harsna ikr, the fish of the ikr. Kamash malon kimcha ikar. No, it's the flour that's really the main part of the dish. And therefore, it is a problem of bishalakum. Am Rabbi Yaba eruvi tafshilin srichin kizayis. You need a kizayis. Yiboyluhu kizayis echad lukulon odilma kizayis kolechad vechad. Now, everyone in one family could use one air of tafshilin, even a kizayis. But the question the Gemara here is, let's say you want to be motzi five of your neighbors in their houses with one kizayis. Can they all rely on your Erev Tavshilin? Toshma come near proof. Dam Rabbi Abba Amrav. Eruv Tavshilin speaking Kazayas. Bain Laechad, Bain Lameya. Really? That's Rabbi Abba Amrav. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Achlo Shavaloy Vashalo Betchilov, if it got eaten before you cooked, or you lost it, you're not allowed to cook. Sheer man a kolshu, but if you have a kolshu left, Soma Kalavashais. My kol shu lav avagav deleka kizayis. Kol shu sounds like even less than a kizayis work, says the Gemara. Lo, de isbe kizayis. Sometimes when the Gemara says kol shu, it just means not all of it, but you still need to have a kizayis there. Yeah, you might think since the original air was big, you have to have all of it left there. Chiddush is only kizayis. Fine. Tashma, come in here, proof. Tavshil zeh tzli. The Erev Tavshilin should be roasted. Ba'afilu kavush, even if it's pickled, shalak, or overcooked, like steamed, umavushal, or regular cooked. Vekulius ispinin, this type of mackerel that you just pour hot water on it that cooks it. Shanasal of chavin me'erev yom tov. Chilaso v'sofo ein lo shir. Beginning and the end, there is no shir. Says the Gemara, my lav ain lo shir klal. Sounds like you don't need a shir at all. The Gemara says, lo, ain lo shir lamala. It has no maximum shir, but yoshi lamata, but you have to have a minimum of a kezias to use it for your Erev Tavshilin. I'm going to read the Rav. Erev Tavshilin Srichin Das. So, I can't make an Erev Tavshilin for you if you don't know that I'm making an Erev Tavshilin for you. It needs your Das. It says, well, Pshita Das Menich. You know, obviously, the one making the Erev has to have Das. Obviously. But Right. So again, I think the pshat is, right, that's a great question. I assume what it means is that when you finish cooking it and eating it, you have a little left over. So now you're going to designate it. You don't need the das b'shas that you cooked it. You just need the das at the time that you designate it. Das mishin yichalo b'inan, olo b'inan. Do you also need the das of the one who you're making it for? Tashma da'avur de Shmuel ma'arav akula Narda. Shmuel's father used to make the air for the whole city of Narda. Rabbi Ami v'Rabasi ma'arvu akulu, Tveria. Machuz Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Mishlo necha ruv tavshin, yavu yismach al shali. He made an announcement on Yontif. Anyone who make an air of tavshin could rely on mine. Now there's a question here in the Rishonim. Are all three of these arai, or is just the third one arai? So the first two, they were the rabbi of the city, so maybe everybody knew that they would make them. So it's not a raya that you could do without das. But the third case is a raya, because in the third case, the guy clearly didn't know. He did it on Shabbos. They didn't know. Now, from here you see it works even without das. Va'ad kama, how far away can the person be to rely on your ear? Remember, Nuchim Bar Zechayim, Shemay Dabai, ad tchum Shabbos. Up until 2,000 Amos. Now, the Rishonim say over here, even somebody who lives outside of 2,000 Amos, if he has Das to be Mitzdar, if he can, if he made an Erev Tchumen so he can get to it, he could get there. So the 2,000 Amos is how far it works even without Das. But if it's more than 2,000, if you have Das, it'll work as long as you could get to it. Like, let's say you made an Erev Tchumen so you can walk 4,000 Amos, let's say. Hahu, unbelievable story coming up. Hahu Sami, there was a certain blind man, that Masada Masis Kamei Dema Shmuel. He used to arrange Mishnayos or Brises in front of Shmuel. Chazia Dahave Otziv. So one time Shmuel saw this blind guy was sad. You imagine he's blind, so he spent his whole time memorizing Mishnayos and Brises. Mishnayos Baal Peh. Okay, so Shmuel saw that he was sad. Amalei, Amayatziv, it's why you said Amalei. I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. I'm not going to have any food for Shabbos. Amalei smocha didi. No problem, Shmuel said. You could rely on mine. Just like his father made one and had everybody rely on him. So he said, rely on mine. Lashana, the following year, on Yontif, Chazdei Aviyatzi, he saw that he was saying it again. Amalei amayatzi, is why he said, Amalei delo osivei Tavshilin. I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Amalei, Shmuel says, once you could fool me, but twice, Posheat, you are a poshea. You just don't care about the rabbis. Halachas lekulei alma shari. Everybody else can rely on my ear of ledidachaser, but you can't rely on my ear of tavshilin. The Rishonim have a dispute here. Is it just two in a row, or is it just any time two in your lifetime that you missed the ear of tavshilin, so now you can't rely on the rabbi anymore? So most Rishonim I think say it just means if it's twice in a row, or it was two yamim tovim in a row. From Rashi, it's mashma, if the rabbi intended even for those who are poshea, it would work. So says the Rashba. Interesting. And the Rashba also says, dafka, where you forgot two times in a row. From Rashi, it sounds like any two times. The Rush writes, from here we learn that even someone who relies on the Erev of the rabbi, you're called a poshea. And you're not really Yotzi with the Erev. Because Erev is emol rak l'mishaya tarud, only a guy who by accident forgot. But if a guy specifically on purpose doesn't join, doesn't make an Avi, wants to rely on the rabbis, it doesn't work. Wow. So says the Rush. Fascinating. Okay, let's continue. Right. Very good. Very good. Okay. Now the end of the daf discusses, what about Yontif that falls out on Erev Shabbos? Can you make an Erev Tchumen or Erev Chatzeros? So we learned Erevin, so we already know what Erev Tchumen is, 2,000 Amos, and we know what Erev Chatzeros is. Usually, Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to go midoraisa, but the rabbis decreed you can't. So an Erev Chatzeros allows you to carry from your house to the Chatzer that's jointly owned. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechal Yosef, Erev Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, Ein Ma'arvin Lo Eruvei Tchumen Velo Eruvei Chatzeros. So on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumen to allow you to walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos. Because it's hachana, it's preparation. And you're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros in order to carry on Shabbos, because it's like fixing something on Yontif. Rebbe Omer, no, Ma'arvin Erev Chatzeros. You're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros. You're allowed to carry on Yontif, so you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos. Av lo Erev Tchumen, bnei shata osro bedavar ha'osr lo. It's osr for you to make an Erev Tchumen, because Tchumen is osr on Yontif also. But something that's mutter for you, namely to carry, so you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros. Itmar, Rav Amar Halacha Katanakama. Rav says, Halacha is like Tanakama, that you are not allowed to do either of them. Ushmuel Amar Halacha Kerebi, that you are allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros. Ibarlo, Halacha k'Rebbe l'kula o l'chumra? When Shmuel said halacha like Rebbe, did he mean to be lenient or to be strict? Says the Gemara, what? What kind of question is that? Pshita de l'kula kama. Obviously, Rebbe was lenient. He allowed you to make the Erev. No, what did he mean to ask? Mishim deshalach Rabbi Lozer l'gola. We have a different version. Lo k'shatem shonu b'bavo Rebbe mati v'chacham mosrin. You guys in Bubble said Rebbe was said mutter. Ella, we have the opposite. Rebbe Oser, a Chacham Matirin. So my, we had a version that Rebbe said it's Oser and Chacham say mutter. So what's the halacha? Tashma, Tavtachli Baravdi Ma'avid Uvda Kavasi de Shmuel. He paskin like Shmuel, like Rebbe. But Amar Rav, Rav got angry with him. Tchila Sarada Haitzubim Rabbanon Lekukula. You messed up your first psach. Says the Gemara, that seems to be a proof that Shmuel was lenient. If you got upset very passing like Shmuel, because Shmuel was lenient, then you're right, it's going to be messed up, because the guy's going to make an Erev when he wasn't really allowed to. But if you tell me Shmuel was really the strict one, then what's the big deal of passing like him? So you're going to be machmir and not do it. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Even if you're machmir and you don't make the Erev, a kilkul is going to come out of that. Why? If you don't make the Erev, a lot of people are going to carry, and they could have had an Erev. So that's the mess up. If you're going to be machmir and not let you make the Erev, it's going to be a kilkul, because everybody's going to carry and they won't have an Erev. The halacha is like Rebbe, that it's usher to make an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif, on Erev Shabbos. Like Rebbe Lezer held that Rebbe said, Oh, sir. Gentlemen, we're going to stop here. everyone should have a wonderful day. So, okay, so we're davening 5 minutes earlier, Mom. All right. So, Daf Yomi at 7:05, Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning. Live and on Zoom.